it is critical to have a classroom library. But I know all too well the challenge of having a library, one that is stocked with books that my students want to read. Today, I want to talk about how to evaluate and edit your classroom library each year. And then at the end, I will also share a few tips on how I get books from my library. Hi there, I'm Carolyn Wall, your host of the Middle School Cafe podcast, a podcast specifically for secondary ELA teachers looking to close the achievement gap. I'm a 20-year veteran teacher who still loves being in the classroom. Tune in each week as I reflect on my own teaching experience to bring you lesson plans, strategies, and stories that will help you develop your students as readers and writers. So grab your notepad, a cup of coffee, and join me each week as we dive into all things ELA. Here we go. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Thank you so much for being here today. So last week, we talked about some things that you can do now before you leave for summer break that will make coming back in the fall a little less stressful. Today, I'm going to go in more depth on one of those ideas, and that's evaluating and editing your classroom library. As we get into today's topic about evaluating our libraries, let's chat about why we need to have a library and why classroom libraries are important and how it's connected to improving literacy. If you took a poll with your students about how often they went to the public library, many of them, would you guess, would answer never or rarely. For me, that number would be quite high. Many of my students don't have opportunities to go to the public library. They have responsibilities to care for younger siblings, or they have to help out their parents in some other way. So going to the library would be seen as a luxury. Some of my students would really want to go to the library, but they don't have transportation or an adult that can take them. Or if they were able to get to the library, they wouldn't be able to check out books because they can't get a library card. They either don't have a permanent address or there's no adult with them to sign the papers. So for many of my students, their only access to books is the school library or my classroom library. And I've worked in many schools where the school library is also doubled as a classroom, so it isn't really available to the students. In my current building, the library is often closed due to testing or AVID classes using it for guest speakers, or sometimes we have district events in our building. So lots of stuff going on, but it means that students don't have access to the library. They don't have access to books. Since we know students who have access to libraries, whether they are school libraries, public or community libraries, tend to have higher literacy rates than those who don't, libraries are important. Libraries provide access to books and other reading materials, which are essential for developing literacy skills. They also provide a safe space for students and a place where some students actually find community. It is critical to have a classroom library. But I know all too well the challenge of having a library, one that is stocked with books that my students want to read. Today, I want to talk about how to evaluate and edit your classroom library each year. And then at the end, I will also share a few tips on how I get books from my library. How would you rate your classroom library as it sits today? If you were just to take stock of your library, what score would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10? If 10 is a well-stocked library that gets used every day, and 1 is I have books, but only a few of them are read or looked at a couple times a semester, if at all, what score would you give your library? Don't worry if your library is not a 10. It's a challenge to get there and definitely an ongoing challenge to maintain it. I've had years where my score would be higher, but I really don't think I've ever reached a score of 10 where students are actively browsing my shelves daily. Most years, I'd say that my library is around an 8 or 9. This year, with a new grade level and a shared classroom, I'd say my score has dropped to maybe a 6. I normally teach 8th grade, but as you know, this year I'm teaching 6th grade, and I don't have enough of the type of books that my 6th graders want to read. And with 6th grade most likely being just for 1 year, I struggle to invest in adding those books. I did add a few, but not as many as I normally do. If you've been teaching for any length of time, you know that you start to accumulate things, and books are no different. That's why it's important to review and edit your library each year to ensure that it remains relevant, engaging, and interesting to your students. Let's look at some ways to do this. Number one, weed out old and damaged books. Remove any books from your classroom library that are no longer in good condition or are no longer relevant to your students' interests or reading levels. I know, asking a teacher to remove a book from a library is hard. You've typically spent your own money and it can sometimes feel like you're just throwing it away. I get it. But if students are not reading the books or the pages are falling off every time they pick it up, does it really deserve a space on your shelf? Get your students to help you with this. As we get to the last few weeks of school, ask a few students to browse the shelves and pull books that they feel should be removed from the library. Have them create a stack and then you'll go through it later. I typically ask students who I know are avid readers, students who care about what the library looks like. If you choose the students who care about reading, they're going to often do a better job and then they will actually save you lots of time. When I do this, I always go through the stack and I make the final call on whether a book is going to remain in the library or is going to be removed. Number two, are your students reading the books? It's better to have a small classroom library with books that students want to read than a large library that never or rarely gets used. If you have a checkout system, look to see which books are being read and which books have simply sat on the shelf for the year. And just because they sat on the shelf for a year doesn't mean they should automatically be removed. This is where your experience comes in. I currently have some YA romance books that simply don't interest my sixth graders. But when I taught eighth grade, there was usually a wait list for the YA romance books. If you have books like that or books students loved in previous years, think about taking them off the shelf or storing them for a semester or for a year, and then slowly start adding them back in. This will accomplish two things. It will first reduce the number of books on the shelf, which will reduce the overwhelm for students. And second, when you start adding them back in, it's going to feel like you've added brand new titles to your library. Number three is to consider the diversity of the books and the authors in your library. Ensure that your library reflects a diverse representation of cultures, races, genders, and abilities, both in characters and in authors. Your library should represent your student population and your community population. Seek out books that offer a range of perspectives and experiences, and make sure that your library includes books that are written by authors from diverse backgrounds. If you have local authors, be sure to include those as well. Many times you can get a local author to send you a signed copy, which adds a little bit of excitement and curiosity for your students. And number four, don't forget to get students' input. Consider asking your students for suggestions on books they think next year students would enjoy. They read a lot of books over the year. Did they find a new series maybe you haven't seen yet? Or do they enjoy a specific type of book like graphic novels or books in verse? Ask your students. They love to share, especially if they enjoyed a book. They love to share that with you. You can also create a space for students to share their own recommendations and reviews. In years past, I've had students write letters to my next year students. And now what I like to do is I like to have my students recommend books for my next year students. Number five is then to add new titles. Make it a priority to add new titles to your classroom library each year. This can include books that are popular among your students, as well as new releases and titles that reflect current events and trends. I'll talk more about ways to add books to your library toward the end. Hey there, secondary ELA teachers. Let's face it, the past few years have been hard. Are you struggling to help your students? I know I was. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to close the learning gaps created by the pandemic. That's why I wrote Motivating Readers, Teaching in the Post-Pandemic Era. It's a book for teachers who are looking to re-engage their students in learning. Go to middleschoolcafe.com and click on the link to get on the wait list. You'll be the first to know when the book goes live, and I'll even send you a free gift just for signing up. It's great to have a beautifully curated library, but we don't want the books to just simply sit on the shelf and look pretty. It's important for us to actively encourage and promote the use of our classroom libraries by our students. Here are some suggestions and strategies that have worked for me. One effective way to make sure that students are using the classroom library is to make time for independent reading. Set aside time in the classroom and schedule independent reading, and make it clear that students are expected to have books. You could allow some time at the start of independent reading for students to choose books from the classroom library, or set aside time specifically for students to visit the classroom library before independent reading time starts. This not only encourages students to browse the shelves, but lets them know that the books in the library are meant for them. Another way to promote your classroom library and its resources is to highlight new additions. This is why sometimes taking books out and then slowly putting them back will make it feel like you're adding new books to your library. Whenever I get new books or resources for the library, I'm sure to show it off with a book talk or somehow put it on display on top of the bookshelf. This helps to generate excitement and curiosity about the new books. Even if you're not adding new books, be sure to update your displays. Reorganize displays to keep the space visually interesting and inviting. Simple things like changing the books on top of the bookshelf or adding student recommended section will draw the attention to the library and draw students in. Even adding a plant or a lamp or moving a plant or changing out the lamp draws enough attention to the library that students will engage. It seems silly, but these little changes will keep your library from fading into the background. All right, before we wrap up for today, I want to share a few ways that you can add books to your classroom library. I would love to say that your school will provide all the books that you need, but in my experience, that just simply doesn't happen. I do spend my own money on the books for my library, and I know that that's an unpopular opinion these days, but the only way that I know to get the right books into the hands of each student is to provide them with options, and lots of different options. Here's what I do to add new and fresh books to my library each year. Do what you feel comfortable with, and if you can't spend money, then don't. Take care of you and your family first. All right, a couple of options that are free. One is to utilize your parent club. Many schools have a parent club that is really just looking for ways to support teachers. If your school has a parent club, reach out to them and ask them if they will purchase books for you. I find I will more often get a yes if I ask for something specific. If I ask them to purchase a specific series, or if I ask them to purchase 10 books, rather than just simply saying, can you buy books for my library? The more specific I am, the more often I'll get a yes. They don't always say yes, so be prepared for that, but it is a good place to ask, especially if your funds are low. Number two is to look for local grants. This one admittedly takes a little bit more time and effort, but local organizations are a great way to find additional funds for your class. I know several teachers who have written and received grants for hundreds of dollars to purchase books. Check with your local Chamber of Commerce or small business organizations to see what grants they offer. Number three is to use Donors Choose. Donors Choose is a great organization that helps connect people who want to help educators with educators that need supplies for their classroom. If you are looking into this option, please be sure to check with your district to see if there are any restrictions or forms that need to be completed. Some districts in recent years have started to restrict what you can ask for from Donors Choose. Some districts have said you can't ask at all. So before you put in the effort to write a Donors Choose, please check with your district. Those three ways don't cost any money. Parent club, local grants, Donors Choose are free to use, so it doesn't hurt to check those out. The next few will cost you a little bit of money. My favorite ways to get books are through library sales, Goodwill, and garage sale. Takes a little bit of hunting, but that's what I like about it. It's like a little scavenger hunt and a fun activity to do throughout the summer. Each summer, I set a budget of how much I will spend on books. This is really important, or I will end up spending way too much money. It doesn't have to be a huge amount. One year, I was able to add around 75 books to my classroom library for less than $50. I've actually got a picture of that on my blog. That was a really fun summer of sourcing books. All right, so let's talk about how I got those books for so cheap. Number one is library sales. I live near a big city, and each year the library system holds a huge summer sale of books that they've pulled off their shelves. I can get hardcover books as low as $1.75 a book. They're not the newest titles, meaning they're not the newest releases, but they are new within the last few years, so they're books that my students will read. Number two is garage sales. My best friend cannot pass by a garage sale without stopping. So I learned early on in my career that if I stop by a few large family garage sales or moving sales during the summer, I can get a great deal on books for less than a dollar. And the last way, number three, is Goodwill. Goodwill is another great place to find current titles for reasonable prices. I will stop by a few Goodwills actually throughout the summer and throughout the year. I find that visiting different locations also helps, and you'll find a variety of prices as well. They're definitely a little bit more expensive than library sales or garage sales, but if I can get a new release or a relatively new release for $5 or less, I will take that. All right, so as you wrap up this school year, be sure to review your classroom library and make a plan for adding new titles to your shelves. I'll be sharing a few more ideas on how I get books for my classroom library over in the Facebook group, so be sure to go check those out as well. Classroom library is an important part of increasing student motivation and student desire to read. So I'm going to add some links to additional blogs on this topic and links to some resources for getting books for your library. Links will be both from my website, middleschoolcafe.com, and others that I've researched and have gathered for you. Thank you so much for being here today. I would love to know how you keep your classroom library fresh and inviting. Feel free to join us in the Facebook group or message me on Instagram at Middle School Cafe. If you haven't joined the waitlist yet for Motivating Readers, Teaching in the Post-Pandemic Era, be sure to do that as well so that you can receive your free gift. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, have a great week.